Hello everybody and welcome to This Week on Channel 9.
Hi guys.
Today I'm having a guest over here. It's Joris. So tell me about yourself. Who are you?
My name is Joris Brouwens. I work as a software engineer in Belgium for a company called Team for Talent. And we're actually specialized in Microsoft technologies. And I work with web technologies like C#, ASP.NET, JavaScript. I love JavaScript. So.
Okay, awesome. I'm more of a client side on C#, C++ myself. Actually, I'm a guest here myself. Like Nicola and Shen and Vlad are like on holiday or something, so I had to step in today. Anyway, you're like this superhuman. Like you're an MVP. You were here for the MVP summit last week, right?
Yeah, right.
And cool. You're a Windows Insider. Can you tell me about the MVP program?
Well, so the MVP program is actually Microsoft recognize us people being active in community. So we reach out to the people that need some support while they're developing. And we also like make blog posts about the latest technologies that are coming out. And yeah.
So you run a community back home in Belgium and...
Yeah, so, yeah. I do. I just started with a Windows Insiders community in Belgium. And at this moment, I'm even actually working on this website where people can go to look which community there exists in their own country, right? Because I'm not the only guy in Belgium that has this community. There are the one in Germany, yeah. In the US, so yeah.
Cool. And you're a Windows Insider too, right?
Yeah, that's true. So indeed, I'm a Windows Developer guy, and I'm a Windows Insiders guy as an MVP.
And that's more for Windows 10 end users, or?
Sure. So the development is only for technical people that I reach out. But the Windows Insider program, it's like you even get to know people that are just creative, just people that use Windows 10. So I try to help them install Windows 10. If they have got like feedback that they don't like a feature, I try to add it in the feedback app.
Cool.
And yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad to have you here in the studio.
Yeah, cool.
So we have a lot of news to cover today, so we're just going to get started. First of all, Channel 9 have a new look.
Yes.
Some of this modern, looking great, looking...
It's way better now, right? I mean, when I go to the site before, I was always looking hard to find my content that I want to watch out. But now, with this new experience we have, it's way faster.
And that's good, considering you're an MP and all, so that's good feedback, right? Going on, so Microsoft, they joined the Linux Foundation as a Platinum member.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, Microsoft has always been like a heavy contributor in the open source scene. Or not always, but we're like moving into that direction is pretty cool. For example, we're one of the leading contributors on
GitHub. We are with the biggest ones. And I actually think probably a lot of developers are actually wondering now, well, what's the catch here, right? But I believe that Linux and Microsoft just wants to help the devs to have the good experience, like having good tools. So that's what I shared. That's what I am coming. That's really cool.
Yeah, and becoming a part of this foundation really kind of highlights their contributions to the open source community. Even like we've been working with Red Hat, SUSE.
Yeah.
We've been opening sourcing the SDKs for Xamarin when we acquired them. Yeah, we've been doing quite a lot in that space. So.
And the cool thing is, I actually love the fact that we can contribute these days, like make a pull request if we have made up the change. That's so cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Being open source.
Talking about joining, Google Client joins the .NET Foundation.
Yeah, that's a big thing, right?
Yeah. .NET is a key component in modern enterprises, and Google has realized this, and they made sure that .NET is a first-class standard when it comes to support on developing with the .NET platform.
Yeah, they are actually including heavy involvement in the ECMAScript specification for C#.
Yeah.
So that's quite
exactly. There have already been actually a heavy contributor to that .NET as well in there. So this just really kind of just highlights this at high level. So also, this week we had Connect.
Yeah.
Which is
a third event, right?
It was in New York, but everything was just streamed online. The cool thing about this that all the sessions, we had great speakers there. We had some keynotes by like Scott Guthrie, Scott Hansman, and so on. And all of this content is now available on demand, so you can just go to Channel 9 and check out the videos there.
And they even actually released a new special edition for this kind of events, so on MSDN magazine. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's got some content about what happened over there and some of the details and the tools.
Yeah, exactly. And really useful.
Like Xamarin and Visual Studio and so on. And talking about Visual Studio, at Connect, we also kind of announced the RC of Visual Studio 2017, as well as TFS 2017.
Yeah, that's...
But looking at this slide here, we can see that we have a couple of new names here, like Visual Studio for Mac and the Visual Studio Model Center. They're like all new product members.
I'm really happy with this kind of news because they're like making any tools for any platform, for anything. They're like doing great stuff over there. Like I grew up using Visual Studio all the time. Seeing these new changes is like a candy box for me. Like what's going on? More cool,
exactly.
Awesome tools.
Visual Studio is a home for, I started with Visual C++ 6.0. That was my first Microsoft development. I used Borland before, but
yeah.
And then I went over to the .NET Visual Studio when it was brand new, and then that has been my home since then.
Oh, and what I like, by the way, like the last version, or the 2015 version was quite heavy to install, right? With this new version, it's like you just make your choices, whatever you're going to use. Like I'm a web developer, so I probably go for the configuration of web tools.
Yeah.
And so the installation of this software is like really fast. So big improvements,
exactly,
over there as well.
Exactly. The download size has dramatically been reduced and everything.
Yeah.
Talking about Visual Studio 2017, there's a productivity guide, which is kind of like a one-plus pager where you can learn all about the new cool features, as well as all the hotkeys. So if you're going to get like a black belt in Visual Studio and want to show off to your colleagues,
I'm going to print this out and put it above my bath.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. You can learn some really cool new hotkeys and just impress everyone.
And they're interesting too.
Yeah, exactly. Also, we're also released the .NET Core 1.1, which is like the first current release. We were talking about Visual Studio, right? And the cool thing about this is that you can now start creating .NET Core applications in all the Visual Studio products, including Visual Studio for Mac and the new 2017 Visual Studio Code.
And once again, it's available open source, so we can make changes.
Yes, you were talking about contributing earlier.
Yeah.
So if you want to contribute to this, if it's, you can go ahead and do a pull request and do that.
You should have at least done it like one time in your life, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, moving on, the Windows application driver for PC integrates with Appium. So, what is Appium? Just let's quickly go through that. Appium is like designed to simplify testing to support multiple platforms. And now, with this new release, we can support Windows 10 PCs.
Cool.
Yeah. Also.
Oh yeah. So. They also announced a partnership or with the going open source in the OpenIA.
Yeah, isn't one of the co-founders
It's Elon Musk, right?
Yeah.
So big deal over there. I mean, what's going on? It's Yeah.
What's the goal of this? Do you know why they doing this?
No, I don't know exactly. It's still kind of new to me. I'm not into IA. How do you say it correct? I know.
They want to contribute to the AI as like to significantly improve it or to kind of make it more available to the general public so you can kind of understand what AI is, because a lot of people doesn't really understand what AI is. So
okay, yeah, I'm probably part of one of these. I'm still all new for me, but it is interesting.
Yeah. Moving on, celebrating 15 years of Xbox.
How cool is this, man?
I did not own the first Xbox, actually, but my younger brother, he was like a big Halo Xbox One fan, and he was playing the Xbox, the original.
I'm also a big fan of Halo. I played it on the PC as well, but actually, just from a year ago from now, I bought my first Xbox, and it's such a cool experience with like this Windows 10 integration on as a gaming platform. Like, this is
yeah. I actually bought a new Xbox game yesterday, the Forza Horizon 3.
Oh, they're even giving away this Ford F-150 Raptor car?
Yeah. So you can
special for this 50-year event.
Yeah, exactly. This is pretty cool. And if you're an Xbox fan and you want to join the celebration of 15 years of Xbox, you can use the 15 years of Xbox hashtag.
Exactly. Yeah.
Share it on Twitter and
have some fun, right? I
mean. Exactly. Right. Your pick of the week.
Yeah, so they released a new UWP 1.2, and the main thing with this release is they actually try to increase the stability of their tools. They also released some new helpers like a background task helper, and a print helper, and a lot of new tools are coming into.
It simplifies the app development significantly. You can save time, or you can use it to kind of just learn how to get started with UWP easily. You can add like cool
building
controls.
Apps are like way faster now. I mean,
you don't
have to make your own tools, right?
I see you're a fan too. Like.
Yeah, I got a badge, right? So people, if you want to get this badge or church, you have to like make a contribution and you receive one, right?
Yeah, you can contribute to UWP Toolkit and you can actually receive one of these cool, I think there's a t-shirt too. I contributed and all I got was this t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of
I had to bring it with me so I could show it. Just forgot it.
Yeah. My pick of the week is that Vuforia 6.1 is now released. And with addition to a lot of cool stuff, it also got support for HoloLens, which means that you can use Vuforia to create really cool AR experiences using HoloLens and mixed reality. For those of you who haven't used Vuforia, Vuforia is I would say one of the leading platforms for AR development. You can take like a real world object or an item like a picture or an object and bind it with a virtual world. So you can like use these real objects and interact with the virtual world.
It's with an SDK, right? Or something?
Yeah, Vuforia SDK. You can just download it. You can plug it into Unity, for example, and start all your development there. Yeah.
Very interesting.
And lastly, I want to say this, that next week,
there's no episode, right?
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving, so there's not going to be an episode next week. But this is all we had for this week. I want to say thank you for joining the studio today.
Yeah, thanks
for
having me.
Yeah.
Goodbye, folks.